Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're talking about learning Klal Yotzayim. Talking about Teichel, we left off discussing different levels of illness in regards to what exactly is permitted on Shabbos for the purpose, for the need of this individual. As we went through the first three levels, so the first level is Chel Sheish B'Sakana. The second level is there's Sakana's Aver. The third level is Chel Sheish B'Sakana. The person is not from the Mishkov. He's incapacitated, but it's not life-threatening or limb-threatening. And we discuss what is permitted. It can take medication, any medication that can be done for that individual. And we're permitted, Amir La'akim is permitted for that individual, even under Malacha D'Raisu. And a Jew can do Malacha D'Rabbanon with a Shinoi. The next Darga is, we just over here, the fifth darga, we see the one, two, and three, the fifth darga, the fifth level, is Mechesh Ba'alma. But there's a level in between called Mixas Charli. What is that relevant? Mixas Charli, a person cannot take medication. That's the halacha we're saying over here. One cannot do a Derbanon, a Jew cannot do a Derbanon for the Charla, for the individual, it's not a Charla, it's a Mixas Charla. Even with a shinui. But you can ask a non-Jew to do an Issa Drabanan. Shoes to shoes from Makam Charli. It's a double Drabanan. Amir Lach, asking a guy to do something is Drabanan. And what you're asking the guy to do is a Drabanan. So it's a Issa Drabanan of Amir Lachum on a action which is an Issa Drabanan. It's called a shoes to shoes. And it's done for the purpose of a Chala. So that is permitted. Shoes Makam Charli is permitted, and that's true whether the person is actually ill already or the person will become ill. So the asking a non-Jew to do an Issa Drabanan to prevent even a Mixas Charli is sufficient. Then there's a level called Mechesh Ba'alma, which means the person is not... If the person is Nafal the Mishkov, that's level number three. Mixas Charli is the person is definitely uncomfortable because of it. It's really bothering them, but it hasn't reached the level, and it will not reach the level of a Nafal the Mishkov. Mechesh Ba'alma means the person is uncomfortable. It's not a significant amount of discomfort. So for that, even Amir La'akum and the Rabbanan is going to be also. So that level doesn't have any heterim in it. The level of a Mechesh Ba'alma person is uncomfortable. The Chosh is something that they feel it, but it's not to the point where it's really affecting them. So in that situation, no heterim are permitted. One cannot take medication. One cannot ask a goy to do a derabanan, to do a deraisa. They themselves cannot do a derabanan, even with a shinui. There's no heterim in that situation. So that's the five levels which we can deal with when we deal with the situation of Charli. Sometimes a person is not clear what level it is. So in a case where you're dealing with a potential Issa D'Raisa, so a person has to have some of B'Kuch Nefesh L'Chosh Shabbos also. We're not sure it might be life-threatening. We don't take a chance on that. But it has to be something which is, there's reason to believe that it's true. A person just has gremlins in their head, and they're worried about something, but there's not any real logic to why that should be considered potentially something which is life-threatening. That's not going to have any terror. When it comes to Adrabanan, so a person is not sure if they are enough for the Mishkov. So if they're in bed, obviously, theoretically, they're enough for the Mishkov. Well, you know what? They didn't feel well. They went to bed. They theoretically could have done without going to bed. Or vice versa. There's a mother who really belongs in bed, but her kids are up, and she needs to get up and take care of them. And she does so. So she belongs in bed, but she's not. So we can have both scenarios. So the second scenario, she says, did enough for the Mishkov. In the first scenario, they do not have did enough for the Mishkov. Let's say they're not sure what level it is. So it comes to regards to taking medication. There's those who argue that it's something Drabanan, Lakula. But that being said, there are those who say that because of the kavod of Shabbos, it's appropriate to be machmer. Chazal Ish was of that opinion. It's appropriate to be machmer, not to take medication in that situation. I would assume he applies the same thing in regards to the heter of doing a malacha derbana with a shinui. He would not allow in that situation because he's not definitively a chola shemus akana. One or two more points I want to discuss about refuah, and then we'll go on to the next topic. Meanwhile, have a good day.